body power. As much a part of Irish football as spending a 9-month loan spell at Preston North End.
Right, welcome back. Kevin Kilbane, hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Listen, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Are we going to talk football tonight? Are we going to have a chat around the FA Cup or something like that?
We'll get to it.
Congrats, Kev.
Thanks, Nathan. Thank you very much.
Bloody hell, that was a ballsy move. In a restaurant.
I know. I said we're not talking the FA. I was told I was going to talk about the FA Cup tonight. Come on, we're not talking
Kevin,
about anything.
Kevin, let's be honest. You haven't watched a football match in about 4 months.
Liverpool are top of the league, Kev.
Someone told me Liverpool are going to win the league. That's why I'm glad I'm out the picture.
A restaurant. Wow, that is high stakes stuff.
Oh man, I don't know what I was thinking. Honestly, you got to go. It's just got to be done, hasn't it?
Can I just ask, so a lot of people will obviously have seen the video of the proposal.
Yeah.
And you singing. Because I know a lot of people have seen it because it was the main article on the Daily Mail earlier today. So you're standing up in the middle of the restaurant. What restaurant was it?
STK in London.
The fancy restaurant, I'd imagine. The best.
It actually wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the first time I'd ever been there.
You didn't think it was going to be a quiet sort of corner, and you were
I honestly thought I'd be in a quiet corner.
Oh no.
Yeah, I thought I'd be in a quiet corner. It didn't quite turn out the way that I expected it to go. No.
And so, at that point, do you think abort? We'll have to do this again. Or you? Because you went for it.
Well, I'd put the plans in place, hadn't I? I'd been stressed for almost a week getting everything sorted. But the thing was, we turned up and one of the other pro skaters, Vanessa Bauer, is on a date in the restaurant when I turned up, which threw me totally because it was a total random thing. You guys would know her, but she knows she's one of Brianne's skating partners. She's a professional skater. So she's in the restaurant when we turn up and I'm like, I hope she's gone. She better be gone in the next half an hour. I hope she'd started a meal nice and early. She hadn't. She'd literally arrived 10 minutes before us. She's there all the way through. And Vanessa was the one that filmed the video that you've all seen.
So how in the middle of dinner do you find yourself standing in the middle of the restaurant singing? Like, do you tee it?
You go to the Jacks.
Do you tee it up? Sorry, so you just returned from the Jacks singing?
I'd spoken to the restaurant to play the song and play the first verse, turn it down when the chorus is about to start, and I come in. That was it.
Wow. That is incredibly romantic, Kevin.
Yeah.
Is it really?
So you obviously were fearing that Brianne would turn to Vanessa and say, you should join us. Let's double date up.
Well, I'll tell you the story, how it did turn out. As I got up to go to the bathroom, I get up. The lad who Vanessa was with gets up at the exact same time as me. So we get chatting, just have a brief chat as we're going off to the bathroom, going off to the Jacks. Vanessa then gets up and sits with Brianne.
Yeah.
So, you know, as girls do, they're chatting away. And I stayed up. I kind of hid myself behind a pillar, let them get on with the chat, whatever it will be. 10, 15 minutes later, they're still sat there chatting. And obviously then the nerves are building with me because it was continuing. And I'm waiting for Vanessa to go back to her place. The guy she's with, he comes back and sits down. Vanessa stays sat at my seat where I was for another 5 minutes or so. So I'm gone 20 minutes. And I've teed up the restaurant what I was going to do. And he's going, right, should we go now? I'm like, no, I need her to go. And I'm like, just thinking, will you move? Just let me get this done. Anyway, luckily enough, it all worked out in the end.
To be fair, a few years ago, I would have scoffed and said, what's the big deal? But actually, when you've done it, I'm sure you can attest, they're a nervy few minutes beforehand.
Oh, sweaty palms. Of course, you guys know what it's like, but... That was nervy. That was very nervy.
Now, she left a hell of a pause as well.
Yeah, she did. We spoke about this as well. Yeah, she left me hanging for it. Every second seemed like a minute, so it seemed to me like it was about 15 minutes. But yeah, she did give me a bit of a pause there. Yeah, she left me hanging there for a while. Yeah,
she did. A long pause, and then she said, "Are you serious?" And at that point in the video, I was thinking, "What have we got here?"
Yeah, you've watched it. You've watched it too closely, Joel. That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've analysed this. You wouldn't believe, because actually there's a reverse angle which has it over her shoulder on you. And the best part is, if you keep watching towards the end, the bloke videoing it turns to the person beside him and says, do you know who that is? And the person beside him says no. And he's like, Kevin Kilbane used to play football for Everton, and starts giving a running commentary.
I've not even heard that.
That's on the Daily Mail. It's actually, it's on your fiance's Instagram video. There you go.
That was up this morning. I wasn't expecting that to go up. I was like, all right, yeah. Nothing's private these days, is there? Nothing's private.
It says the man who proposed in a restaurant.
Well, I was just going to say, who's just off national TV every Sunday night prime time for the last 6 weeks.
Why can't they leave us alone, he says.
Who's singing in the middle of the restaurant. I watched it at about 7:30 this morning, and Kev's quite active on Instagram these days anyways, so I'm watching this and I was like, geez, he's really going into depth with this dinner. I was like, is that Kev singing? Nah, it couldn't be Kev singing in the middle of the restaurant. Yeah. And I just kind of flicked on and moved on with my life. Didn't wait for the finale. So I just thought Kev was singing in the restaurant in a quite romantic way.
Well, I had a text from Dan McDonnell. I was going about my morning and I thought, what have the FAI done now that Dan McDonald's texting me? What's happened now? What's John Delaney done? Dear. On a serious note, geez, I mean, life is unpredictable. You were kind of humming and hawing over doing this thing when they first approached you, and will I and won't I? And ironically, I think you were worried about getting too much attention from, showbiz types and all this kind of stuff. And here we are.
Look at me now.
It is incredible. Jesus. I mean, this is mad.
I got papped today as well. I got papped coming out of the hotel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you moving to Canada? What are you doing?
We've got firm plans in place, Joe. You know, I've got to come in and speak to all the bosses in it off the ball. We've got to have the chat first. We've got to have to sit down and, I've got things to discuss with everybody, really, all you guys, to tell you what the plans are. But yeah, further on down the line, we'll see what happens.
Come on, Kev, give us the pleasure of one more match. Like the Merseyside derby. The night Liverpool are going to win the league at Goodison Park. Do us the honour.
But you know what, Nathan, with you as well, you got enough exclusives the other week when you were over with Dan. You've not really discussed how steaming drunk you
Well, I not on air I haven't. Privately I did. Unfortunately, your Skype line is breaking up.
All the spiel about how the show went.
I thought the show went great. It was a very enjoyable. I told all lads it was a very enjoyable day.
It was. Good night. Good night. Yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
I can tell you're squirming there, so we won't keep going on about this engagement thing. But by the way, Niall Quinn, who's now, of course, he's deputy CEO of the FAI, Kev. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I do. I know that. Yeah, I do.
Considering 4 months ago, you were pretty much in the exact same place in Irish football, you know, sharing a studio on a regular basis. Things have got a bit weird, it's got to be said.
Both your lives have changed.
I know, it is. Yeah. What's happening? I speak to Gillian, Niall's wife, more than I speak to Niall. Quinny doesn't answer his calls anymore. That's what it is. Quinny's different. So that's how it is.
Well, this is how strange life has gone. There was a League of Ireland launch today, and this is the kind of question that the FAI interim deputy CEO is being asked.
Your former teammate Kevin Kilbane has got engaged overnight.
I just heard. So that's the end of all his nights out, when he could go out at any time he wanted to and go off to the pub and go off to different things. Look, he looks really happy, fair play to him. I met him and Brianne when they came up to Virgin Media. They did some filming before they headed off to do their thing. I think he did brilliant to last as long as he did. He couldn't stand up the first week, and he ended up learning how to skate. He's a brilliant lad, and he looks happy out, and we're all thrilled for him. He just won't be allowed out with us as much as he used to.
I didn't know if he had the singing romance in him, though.
No, absolutely. He I've seen him do. He does. What's the big song he does now? When we're on nights out, he has a load of Oasis numbers. I've seen him do, I can't even think of the name of the song he does now, but it was kind of rough, ready like a rocker. I didn't think he had the gentle love side to him, but I tell you, now there's hope for all of the 40 plus something ex-sportsmen who think life is finished. You know, you can still find happiness.
We'll see you at the wedding, thanks.
If I'm invited.
Honestly, I feel like I'm in a dream here.
Oh, Quinny, why are you asking questions like that? You know, he's got bigger fish to fry, Quinny, than talking about me.
Clearly not.
The biggest change with Kev is his dress code. He's going for some sort of 80s style milk tray man. Every time I see him, he's got the
polo neck.
He's got the little polo neck.
Well, do you know, Nathan, this is the truth to me attire at the moment, right? I've literally got about three sweaters, three jumpers down here in, I've been staying down in London for almost a month now. I've got three, I've got two hoodies and two like dress jumpers, and that's all I've got with me. Mm. So every time you see me in this because I've got nothing else to wear.
You are looking incredibly lean. By the way, the last 2 weeks, the weight has fallen off you, or am I just seeing things wrong?
No, yeah, Nathan was over who was saying this. Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight. I don't know how much, but I'd say around or about a stone in weight, yeah, probably 12, 14 pounds, I'd say, yeah.
So you've good genes. As soon as you started exercising properly again, it was always going to happen. Niall Quinn did, on a serious note, because what you've done here is kind of incredible in fairness, to go from having never skated to doing what you did on national TV. And I would have to say, the number where you were in the tuxedo was especially good. Yeah. So on a serious note, it must have been amazing, or tell us what it was like to go from not having this skill at all to then the adrenaline of doing it on that night. And I guess doing it with, you know, someone that you have a relationship as well. But like it's kind of a profound, amazing thing to do, I'd say, in some respects.
Yeah. You know how I'd spoken to you all at the start. I literally could not stand up on the ice. That's the truth. I couldn't stand. As soon as I stood up, I was just falling on my arse every time. Like it was so difficult for me. So to go from that to at least being able to skate and watching back some of the videos when I was seeing myself, I looked like the Tin Man. All these comments that were said about me was spot on, because I did look stiff. You know, I have had back troubles. Obviously, being quite tall doesn't help as well when you're on the ice. So there was a lot of that, but to get to where I was, where I am certainly last weekend from where I began, it was brilliant. It was great to do, really enjoyable from the start, but hard, really hard in ways where once you started to get to a certain level, just skating around the ice wasn't good enough anymore. Then little different steps that you were having to learn, different things. I couldn't pick them up half the time anyway. So that was the problem. It was taking me almost double the length of time to start to learn different steps. And that was where I think that I ultimately fell way short, because all the guys that had the dance moves to start with that were used to working with choreographed routines, that's where I would always fall short, because I couldn't work within that sort of routine and with those sort of routines. And that's where I was always going to struggle, I suppose, come the end of it.
I'm sure, yeah. And did you reach a point where you hit some kind of wall when you got the hang of skating, but then actually taking the next step was a much slower process?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. As you said, like, you know, just, you know, I'm sure if anyone listening has been on ice before, you get to, if you start to skate, yeah, it's fine going forwards. When did the show start? The show started in the first week in January. It was only about 2 weeks before that I actually could learn to skate backwards. I just couldn't pick it up. I couldn't get myself going backwards at all. It was just before Christmas time when I could learn. I was skating 6 weeks, 8 weeks at that stage, or 2 months. Yeah, well over that, 10 weeks maybe. Mm. I just couldn't get the hang of skating backwards. Then all of a sudden it clicked, so I could skate backwards. But then you're having to do different things skating backwards. So I was always on borrowed time. I was always on catch up throughout, and that was the thing. It was just too much. But to do it was. Honestly, it was great crack. It was tough, but great crack, yeah.
I would say so, yeah. Has it kind of sparked, I don't want to say a love of skating, but I mean, will you skate again?
I definitely appreciate how good those pro skaters that's on the show are now. When you see them...
Well, you're getting married one, so you're going to have to say that now, Kev.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it certainly makes me appreciate how good Brianne is. Of course it does, yeah. Honest to God, more so around the Christmas show. You know, the Christmas show was the first feeder for us just to get a taste of everything. But they were doing incredible routines, and what they were putting the bodies through from like 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, constantly at it. It was just unbelievable watching them. It was unbelievable, honestly, it was.
And will you go skating again now, or is that you done?
I'll definitely skate. Yeah, absolutely will skate. Well, it'll be my life now, won't it?
Will it?
I'm gonna marry a skater, so of course I will.
Are you going to be working for the BBC at the Winter Olympics?
Do you think, yeah?
As some sort of an expert.
Do you think that'll be the case?
Well, it wouldn't be. Going to your past record, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm relieved to report to the radio listeners as well that your skin colour has returned to normal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There you go, you're getting a bit of added bonus here as well. But yeah, I've not got the fake tan on as well, no, I don't.
Are you back dancing in the final? Like, did they bring everyone back on the last night?
Yeah, we've got to do part of one of our best routines, yeah.
It's good singing.
Can you hear that?
We sure, we absolutely we can. Yeah, we can't hear you.
Yes, there you go.
I'll tell you, this compared to our last Skype with Kilbane pre-Dancing on Ice, which was at about 8 o'clock in the morning in his house in Manchester, just off the ferry, as rough and ready, showing the contents of his fridge. How this man's life has come on.
I know.
There's certainly been a lot of change, hasn't there? You mentioned before with Quinny and I, and how it's gone the last few months, has been a total different change. Yeah, absolutely has. Yeah, it's great though. It's great.
I know. Listen, congratulations. As Niall said, you've been looking like you're having a great time. Have you been to a football match the whole time? Have you seen a thing?
No, I've watched a few games here and there, but no, I've not been to a game at all.
When do we get to talk about like the big controversy of Dancing on Ice, Kev? But when can you be open and honest? When are you going to do a proper expose on this Perry lad, professional dancer, best mate on the judging panel? You should have gone for them on Sunday night when you were being kicked off and exposed this nonsense of an insider who's going to win this. Just saying.
His Skype went about a minute ago. I just didn't have the heart to tell you. You were in a flow. It was a great point. I wasn't interrupting that. Great point.
Yeah, sorry, lads. What were you saying there?
Never mind.
I put my heart and soul into that.
Oh, dear.
God almighty.
Yeah. I'll watch back and see. I'll give you my opinion then on it.
Do.
He was saying you were harshly treated. There's a conflict of interest on the judging panel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you know what? I mean... We'd have the discussion anyway. I mean, genuinely, my first day, and I'd spoken to you guys about it, hadn't I? The first day I got on the ice, I said to you, as soon as I come back, this guy Perry is incredible. I mean, literally, he was like a pro skater. The very first time I stepped on the ice, he was like a pro skater then. I could not get to the level he was at then, 4 months ago, whenever it was. I could not get anywhere near that level now. From when I'd met him, so I knew full well that it was never going to happen. But it was—it's been good fun actually trying anyway.
Can't believe he's not coming back to work.
Me, I'm not coming back to work.
Come on.
You'll see me in the studio. I'll be in the studio. I'll maybe sign off in style. Yeah.
The skate across the floor, or.
Yeah, but you can't have your skates. I was going to leave my skates in there with you, but you can't have them. So I'm going to need them.
All right. Well, what's the plan the next few days then? What are you up to?
Watch a bit of football. I'm going to the show on Sunday. Do you know what? The best thing about it was waking up Monday morning without having to get up and skate. And just because I do feel as though getting up every morning and you're literally just running around, getting out the apartment, Brian and I, getting to the ice, getting everything sorted. It has been hectic. It's been madness. So it's just to have this week where we've chilled out and, of course... last night and everything, it was great. Yeah, so
I'm
it's been
sure
nice.
It was, yeah. How's the body? How's the back?
Back's been great. Back's good. been really good. Yeah, sorry, someone just called me. But honestly, body's been great. Everything, it's been great. There's no complaints in it. It's just been, I feel fit, I feel healthy. No problems at all, really. Yeah.
We got to be honest here. Nathan and I aren't trained for this. I don't know how to do an engagement interview. It's like Holly and Phil here. We're all over the place.
You lads, right? To be honest with you, lads, we should be talking sport. Are we becoming showbiz now?
Are we becoming showbiz?
And one other thing. Are Holly and Phil going to be coming to the wedding?
Why? Are you going to be invited to the wedding, Nate?
Well, I'm just saying, because I definitely will be going. Yeah, like if Holly and Phil are going, we want to be there.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. We'll see.
All right. Listen, you've been good with your time. Thanks so much. You're a busy man, obviously.
Did we get anything?
Do you want me to give you the guest list for your approval?
No. What I want is the Daily Mail are waiting for an update.
Oh yeah, I need to sit up straighter in case they use a screen grab actually on the Daily Mail website.
And we need something. Like, what are they going to be looking for?
When's the wedding? Give us that. Give us that. Come on.
Kilbane sets date.
Give us the date.
I'm giving you nothing, lads. I'm giving you nothing.
Kev, the only chance we have of making the Daily Mail showbiz section as a screen grab is if you give us something.
What do you want? What do you want me to give you?
I want the date. Give me them. It's the wedding next year.
I'm not giving you anything. We don't know the date ourselves.
Well, just give it to us now.
December. There you go.
There we go. What exclusive can we get from Kev? I don't know if there is one.
I'll never dance again.
Yeah, say that, will you? Say you'll never dance again.
Oh, yeah, I'll never dance again.
Oof.
Yes.
That might do it.
There's your exclusive, lads, yeah.
Joel,
do you know what? You're moving to the showbiz world. You're going to be doing the 6 o'clock show soon enough anyway, Joel. So I know that. So obviously, this is just homework for you to prepare yourself for your future. So there you go.
Oh, dear. I'm not even going to deny it.
Yeah.
Just gets you out of here.
Nathan doing the late, late show. Can you imagine that?
No, I'll just be stuck here. God,
oh, dear. Listen. Congratulations. Amazing stuff. Good
Thank
on you.
You.
Well done, Kev.
No, well done. We're delighted for you. So
we'll see. Nathan, you've met her, so do you approve?
I very much approve, Kev. Yes. We're delighted for you.
Good.
You're very happy.
Good.
I came back saying he's very happy. Very happy.
Good.
Listen, congratulations. We'll let you go.
Thank you. Cheers, lads.
All right, good man. See you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Take care. Enjoy the show tonight, the rest of the show. See you, lads.
Paddy Power. As much a part of Irish football as spending a 9-month loan spell at Preston North End.